Now, when I asked the Naked Scientist office how they sleep, I got a rather mixed response. First off, here's our very own Adam Murphy.
If I could, I would be nocturnal. I'd sleep from about 4 a.m. to 12 p.m.
And Keita, how happy are you with your sleep?
I'd like to be able to sleep more. Definitely more of an owl. I work really well in the evening, so getting up in the morning is always a challenge.
Matthew, how well do you sleep?
On average, with exams, they're 4 to 5 hours a night. It's a little rough.
I'm probably a lark. If I could shift my hours to like even earlier, I probably would do that.
I cannot even fathom what living like that is like. It baffles me.
Phil, how do you sleep?
100% owl. Harry Potter level.
So basically all of the Naked Scientists are owls. Apart from Izzy.
Apart from Izzy Lark.
Apart from Izzy Lark. We like a pun in the Naked Scientist office, as I'm sure you're all painfully aware. Now, when planning this episode, I couldn't resist but ask the experts for their favourite sleep pseudoscience that they would like to myth bust. And I got my fellow Naked Scientist reactions to each of them. First up, cognitive psychologist Anna.
I really hate when people have forgotten something and they go, oh, I can't remember that detail because I've slept since then. Because we know that having slept should improve your memory of something, at least if it's important.
Izzy, have you heard that before?
No, but I also forget things quite regularly. And then throughout the day, I'll be like, oh God, I forgot to do something. And then I get to it. So, I mean, sleep has happened in the in-between, but perhaps that's just I should be more organised with my life rather than blame it on sleep.
No comment, Izzy. Next up is body clock scientist Malcolm Smith.
There seems to be an impression that you cannot make up for lost sleep, and that is manifestly not true. And then we talk about sleep debt, which almost is exactly what it is. So if you're sleep deprived, then if given the opportunity, your body will make up for that by sleeping longer for the next night or two nights. That is something that we should, whenever possible, just go with.
Adam, you looked really surprised.
I was convinced that sleep debt was a thing you couldn't make up, that if you lost sleep, tough. And I'm really glad that it isn't true.
You're not allowed to sleep at work, though.
I mean, you have to catch me first.
No sleeping on the job, Adam. And finally, here's a few words from psychiatrist Paul.
I know a lot of people who come to see me or go to the GP want a sleeping tablet to sort the problem out. I have to say that most of the time this is not going to be a good idea. The medications that we prescribe for sleep are meant to be taken for a maximum of 2, maybe 4 weeks, and then stopped. So I would suggest to people, if their sleep problem has been going for a long time and there's not a specific reason for not sleeping, don't go for medication, go for lifestyle adjustment and CBT. Problems with the medication, of course, although they do work, drugs like Zopiclone do work, it is a short-term fix, tends to cause dependence, tolerance. People tend to need more of the same drug for the same effect. And in the elderly, it can lead to problems such as confusion, more falls. So I would say if you're going on holiday and you have terrible jet lag or a shift problem, or you've had some terrible trauma in your life, by all means, consider medication for the short term. But please, in the long term, don't look to it as a solution. Stay off tablets where you can.
Weirdly, I fall asleep on public transport, and also if I'm a passenger in a car. Does anyone else do that?
You can put me as a passenger in a car for a 20-minute journey, and I will start to nod off. It's quite embarrassing.
I think we're just a bit weird, isn't it?
I have a partner with it.
Your wife does it as well? Yeah.
I wish I could sleep in a moving vehicle. I've never been able to. It's the skill I'd most like to have.
I'm not sure I'd call it a skill necessarily, Phil, but thank you very much. Thanks to the Naked Scientist office for being such good sports. And perhaps we should all take Paul, Malcolm and Anna's advice and make sleep a bit more of a priority.